I'm Kate Casey with Capital News Service, a student-run news organization with the University of Maryland, and you are listening to the Washington Bullpen's newest series on the Mueller investigations. The special counsel investigation, headed by former FBI Director Robert Mueller, looks into the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. The investigations began in May 2017, just months after the election, and it has been combined with existing FBI investigations into members of Trump's campaign and administration. The investigation includes the possibility Donald Trump had been a part of interference or had known about it in some form.
Putin and the leaders throughout the world have no respect for our country anymore. So I know nothing about it. It's one of the most far-fetched I've ever heard.
Through April 2019, the investigation has resulted in over a dozen indictments for federal crimes and at least 8 guilty pleas or convictions. The investigations, which have been reported to be 300 to 400 pages long, were released to Attorney General William Barr, who released a 4-page conclusion stating that the investigations have not resulted in any final conclusions yet. Barr said he would release as much of the report as he could in the coming week, but much of it would be redacted for legal reasons. Still, while we await the release of the full report, the American people are left with more questions than answers about what exactly the Mueller investigations found. Most of the people Mueller has charged during his investigations have publicly stated that they regret their decision to work with Trump in whatever capacity they did. However, former advisor to Trump, Roger Stone, has remained positive about his viewpoint of the president, despite his conviction.
He's just fun to be with. He's very funny, and he can be very easygoing in a non-business setting.
Stone left Donald Trump's campaign in August of 2015, claiming that he quit while Donald Trump claimed he fired him. Despite leaving his role as an advisor, Stone remained in contact with Trump through 2016. 5 days before WikiLeaks had published the emails of Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, Stone tweeted, quote, "Wednesday, Hillary Clinton is done. Hashtag WikiLeaks." He even said to a group of Republicans during a presentation in Florida,
"I actually have communicated with Assange. I believe the next tranche of his documents pertain to the Clinton Foundation."
When he testified in front of the U.S. House Committee on Intelligence in September of 2017, Stone claimed in his opening statement that his tweet had been referring to Podesta's brother's business connections in Russia, denying that he had any prior knowledge of the WikiLeaks. In 2018, two sources close to Stone and the campaign told the Washington Post that Stone had discussed the emails over the phone with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Stone's emails discussing his conversations with Assange were also released in 2018, where he claimed to have gotten dinner with Assange in August of 2016, and where he discussed a, quote, "friend in embassy" who had planned, quote, "two more dumps" in the October preceding the presidential election. In March 2017, The Washington Times reported that Stone had direct messaged alleged DNC hacker Guccifer 2.0 via Twitter. Guccifer 2.0 had been believed by U.S. intelligence agencies to be a persona created by Russian intelligence in efforts to mask their hacking of the DNC. Stone confirmed his contact with the account, publicizing excerpts from his messages, which he claimed to be a, quote, "brief exchange that was not collusion." In January 2019, Stone was arrested during a raid of his home by 29 FBI agents.
The idea that they had to, you know, run a bin Laden-like assault, although they used more men in their assault on my home than they used to take down bin Laden or El Chapo or Pablo Escobar, try to make me look like public enemy number one. This is an attempt to poison the jury pool, to make me look like a criminal.
Later that week, special counsel Robert Mueller charged Stone with one count of obstruction of an official proceeding, 5 counts of false statements, and 1 count of witness tampering. After being indicted, Stone flashed the Nixon-famous double peace signs while leaving a courthouse in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with the crowd surrounding him chanting, "Lock him up." Stone had pled not guilty to all 7 counts, and his trial is scheduled for early November 2019. His trial is just one of the many in the Mueller investigations that Americans are waiting to learn more about, which we'll discuss more of in our coming episodes. Our music for this series is brought to you by Brenna Carroll. My name is Kate Casey, and thank you for tuning in to the Washington Bullpen.